The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys. We have been... I mean, we've been here, sure.
We've been here.
But we've been, as you know, the live shows have been coming out, which people seem to be really enjoying. Thanks so much. But now we're back.
We're back as we were.
Quite right.
Here for you, as ever.
As ever. Yeah. Tom, should we do a quick debrief on the festive period?
I would love that, actually. Susie, yeah. Why don't you go first? How, a lot of people will be keen to know about the bag of meat. Did it arrive? How were the pies?
No. Do you know what? The bag of meat didn't arrive. Mum really got the memo, I think.
Oh.
And I would say the pies went down an absolute storm.
Mm. Really? What pie did you have?
I had a turkey and cranberry one.
Very festive. Very traditional.
Very festive. Very trad. Yeah. That's me.
Yeah, trad wife. That's you.
Of course. Mm. Although sometimes I do think, would I just like to make cakes all day? And
I would.
Like, I don't, I'm obviously not going to be part of the trad wife movement for several reasons. Mm. Sure.
Mm.
But some days I do just think.
The Calamity like Jane just, side of it might be quite fun, yeah.
And she's a bit gay.
Well, I know. They so they say. Today, but yeah.
Are you comfortable? You haven't got a back to your chair.
No, I seldom do, actually.
Oh, really, Tom? Are you not getting lower back pain?
I do get lower back pain sometimes, but that is something I think is worth it.
Well, worth it to not have a back of a chair?
Yeah. Well, the back of it, it's one of those long front, it's a sort of chaise.
It's a chaise.
Long sort of chairs.
Mm. Chaise very long.
Chaise very long, and I'd have my little feet sticking up. At the end, you know, so it would be nice, but it would be a bit too, I think, louche for a show like ours.
Well, of course, where it's so sort of detailed to the minute.
Detailed, you know, to the max.
Yeah, if anything, overproduced.
Absolutely, we
That's
are
what
so...
That's what people say. People say...
You're like, gosh, there's so much going on in that podcast.
Yeah, I wish they were less stringent on the subject matters.
Oh, yeah, they would love that.
Mm. Yeah, they really would. So the bag of meat didn't arrive, which I was pleased. You know, it felt like as a family there was real growth.
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels like you've arrived now.
Thank you so much. Going to the pub on Christmas Day, a hoot.
Oh, lovely.
Absolutely ramo.
Oh, I bet.
Couldn't get in.
Really?
It was ever so tricky to try and find a table.
Oh,
but
right.
But we did get one. We all just had the one drink. But it was nice to get out of the house, you know?
Nice to get out of the house, absolutely, yeah.
And I would say... that our little dog, Tiggy, has brought a whole lot of joy.
Oh, that's great. And people come over and say hello, I bet.
People come over and say hello, but she's also just joy. She's just, it's just a little friend that is always so thrilled to see me.
Mm. Mm.
So thrilled, so cuddly. That's the thing, I know that people that have Whippets say this, but I did not realise how cuddly they are.
Are you part of a Whippet community, would you say?
A womunity.
A womunity, yeah.
A whipunity.
Yeah.
No, but there is the Brighton Whippets group. and they do all go out for walks together.
Of course there is, yeah.
And that does feel like the kind of thing that, of course, in time,
you'll build up to. You don't want to rush into it, Suze.
You don't want to rush into anything. Also, of course, I've still got the Brighton Lesbian Aquatic Society.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, I haven't swum in the sea in, I don't know, 8 months, but...
Still, it's there for you if you want it.
You know, I don't want people to think that I'm frivolous.
No.
Group joining.
Absolutely. Especially, you don't want to rush in, especially at this point in the year, people rush in, don't they, to join in.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden I've got all these wickets that I need to know the names of.
Oh, absolutely. That could be quite the awkward conversation.
You know, oh, hello, Muffin. This isn't Muffin. This is
That's
Leonard.
Not Muffin. Yeah. You know, Leonard, that's a good name for a whippet. Did you say Leonard?
Yeah. Lovely. Haven't met one yet called Leonard, but do enjoy.
He'll be out there.
But yeah, and I would say the getting up and going for a walk, especially with a five-year-old who, you know, Christmas is sort of mad for kids.
Yes, it is.
It's too
isn't
much.
It?
I mean, we texted about this over, but it's nice to let people in, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it is a lot to, you know, process for them, different people's houses, lots of presents, overexcitement, food that you don't normally have, lots of sweets, all those things.
A pressure on a meal, isn't it? It's a pressure on that one meal that actually doesn't need that pressure.
Yeah, and it just felt like it's not just Christmas Day, is it? It's like all the days around it, which I do really enjoy. I really enjoy.
Yeah, same.
But we just turned the volume down a bit and we had big walks on the downs.
Lovely.
Which was very nice. Do you know what they've got on the downs, Tom? You know those cows that look like they've had a perm?
A Highland cow?
Is that a Highland cow? Do they look
like a blow wave, I would say.
Maybe it's a blow wave.
Like long hair.
Yes, but no, not like, they're not doing the Rachel.
Oh, what ones are these?
They look like they've been in tumble dryers. I'm going to send you a link to a photo.
Like that. Oh, how nice. And did they come and say hello?
Well, yes, but you must be careful in case they
might stampede, yeah. They can.
So you do need to, you know, give them their space and they give you yours, you know.
Okay, very classic Brighton, yeah.
Classic Brighton. Okay, so this is quite a fluffy cow. They're not quite as fluffy as this, but they do sort of have this vibe. I'm putting it in the chat, Tom, and then you can tell everyone.
Oh, in the chat.
Like. In the chat.
Oh.
They're sort of veering towards that. Not quite.
I've never seen that before.
Have you never seen a fluffy cow like that? They look, for the listener, they look like they've been in a tumble dryer.
Yeah, very fluffy, like a... I imagine there's some sort of dog like it as well that's sort of fluffy like
that. Yeah, sure.
Lovely. Oh, cuddly almost.
I would love to cuddle one, but Alice really pushed against that, which I think is probably right. You know, they are their own people.
Yeah.
But it's hard when they are so fluffy and lovely.
It's always that they're inviting it,
I don't want to victim blame, but they do look like they want to cuddle.
They look like they want to cuddle, yeah.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So you had a nice walk. Was that on Christmas Day?
Yeah, we went for a walk on Christmas Day. I think we just went to the beach on Christmas Day.
Oh.
My daughter got some, I would say one of her favourite presents was walkie-talkies.
A lovely gift for any family, yeah.
And so I went and got the coffee order because there's a little coffee shop that opens on the beach on Christmas Day for about 3 hours. And they were walkie-talkieing the orders to me, which, of course, great. She found thrilling.
Yeah, absolutely. What a delight.
Really lovely Christmas. New Year, we didn't do anything.
Great, same.
Really nice.
Yeah, same.
And I've just tried to start the year quite slowly. Tried to, you know, keep the voices at bay.
That's nice, Susie. That's really nice, yeah.
Thomas, tell us about yours.
Well, very similarly, we turned the volume down. I like that expression, Suze. We had a very simple Christmas day in the sense that we got up late. Alfie's parents were both around for brunch.
Oh, and that's nice, on Crimbo Day.
On Christmas Day in the morning.
I know how you hate Crimbo. Sorry.
Well, no, Susie, please. We can all forgive. And then we didn't have dinner until later in the day, and we had Beef Wellington from M&S thing. And so, yeah, we didn't sit down until like 6 o'clock. But Mum had bought some pate for some reason. We had a starter.
Ooh. And then we had, so was it just you, Mum and Alf?
Yeah, just the three of us. And we watched Amandaland during dinner. It was lovely.
The Christmas Amandaland special I thought was absolutely
brilliant.
Yeah,
really fun, wasn't it?
Really fun.
And we watched a bit of Strictly and that was sort of it. And then we didn't really continue eating. And then Boxing Day, my brother came around with his family. So that was more sort of busy. But it was nice that it was Boxing Day without the stress of Christmas Day. Do you know what I mean? Christmas Day is such a intense day.
Boxing Day is the best day because it's the same day with less pressure.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't ever experience that like that.
Neither have I. But listen, we're growing. We're getting wiser. No one can stop us.
We really are, Suze. We really are. Then our friends Alexa and Carly came around on Monday for a bit of a roast. That was lovely too.
Really nice. Really
that was
nice.
Between Christmas Monday.
The Betwixmas.
And then on the New Year's Eve, our friend Sharon and Alfie's mum came around and we watched it on the telly.
Great.
It was nice, but no stress. And then started the new year just trying to be a bit calm.
And how's that going?
Well, so far it's all right, yeah. Last week I had a very nice relaxed time. I was waking up doing some yoga with Adrienne, doing some morning
pages. Does she come round?
No, she doesn't come round. But it does just feel like she does. She's just there on YouTube, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been, but very nice, very sort of lethargic, but nice. You know, and I look out the window today and I see it's very grey and I think, well, it's a time to be lethargic as best you can.
Yeah, totally. Yes, I did sort of begin my year and I don't know whether anyone else, whether it's a creative pursuit or whether it's going to the gym or whether it's whatever thing is.
Yes.
That Monday when my daughter went back to school and I think it was the 5th, I sort of sat at my laptop at, I don't know, 10-ish, whatever, after I'd taken her in and had breakfast and was sort of like, now I'm ready to begin the thing. And I wanted to start writing something and it wasn't really coming. Oh. And then I felt really shit about myself because I couldn't make it work. And you can't just expect it all to... You know, it's not really
again,
how things work.
Never does anything, does
no.
it? And I think we have to be kind to ourselves, really, don't we?
We have to try.
I think that's the way. I mean, I've been trying to do Dry January, but then I've had a drink on Saturday nights. And I think, well, that's not Dry January. But then I think, well, is it kinder to myself to just allow myself that?
And I think if Dry January works for you, that's great. But also, as long as you've not got a problem...
Well, I think, yeah, and as well, I'd go like, well, that's okay, you had a drink on Saturday, it doesn't mean you have to drink all through the week. And it's like kind of nicer to myself rather than like, stupid, you can't even do that, can you? You know, that kind
but
of
But also,
way.
If that creates a new drinking pattern for you.
Yes, maybe that will, yeah.
You know, yeah. I think it's better to go, oh, in January I really cut down and then I ended up cutting down for 6 months or that's until good. I went on holiday and I had a drink every night. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if that's better than going, yeah. I've totally stopped myself from having anything in January.
Yes, absolutely. No red meat, no this, no that.
Come February 1st, you know, you're comatose on the side of a street in Soho.
Absolutely.
You pitched yourself, you don't know your name, all those things.
Oh my God, my dream.
But so don't be too hard on yourself, as Jess Green would say.
Don't be too hard on yourself. Yeah. Well, nothing comes from being negative, does it? So, so I've not set myself any intensive like gym routine or anything. For me, I've realized the gym is a bit of a struggle. It's a bit like Shakespeare,
fine.
You know, I'm just not, I just.
You're just not Judy Dench.
I'm just not, I don't, it doesn't.
Or Judy Hench.
Or Judy Hench, as you would be if you went to the gym. And so, yeah, so I don't do that. I think the idea of going to a gym is nice, but then just doing some gentle exercise is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to do if you're in the mindset of like, you should be as good as them. You should be perfect.
No, none of us are.
None of us are.
I have started doing 10,000 steps a day.
Very good, Suze. Very good.
I'm very achievable with a dog.
Yeah, of course. Yes. How lovely.
You know, very achievable. Although today I might not make it. And that's also okay. I will not chastise myself for that.
Again, just get under that duvet. Watch the telly.
Cuddle the dog.
Cuddle, but yeah, it was nice. We were doing quite a lot of walking actually around Christmas. Mm. And we did, a few thousand steps every day. And that felt really nice.
Mm.
Just to, have a few things that were... Have a little routine, I think, that we would never normally have, of just like get up late, go for a walk.
Yeah. Have you thought any more about getting a dog?
We've thought about it. We've talked about it, but no progress really.
No.
Maybe
classic.
One will arrive. You know, we put it out there to the universe. Maybe one will come.
What do you think? One might just knock on your door.
Maybe. Say... They're very clever these days. So you don't know.
The problem is. My dear friend Emily is thinking of getting a dog, and we were looking on dog adoption websites.
Oh my.
And now my algorithm
is
constant. And so now I'm just constantly looking at dogs going, could we have seven dogs?
Oh, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Could we have seven dogs? Could we be those people? Could we have a pack?
Love the idea of like loads of dogs, like five dogs.
That could be in your future.
Well, I don't know. Like a big country house with five dogs, I think would be a very nice...
Oh, and then would you have, when you went for a walk, would you use a stick, do you think? Not like a walking stick, like one of those sticks at farmers.
Yeah, I think so. And the dogs would either come or they wouldn't. You know, they just do their own thing all day.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'd sit by the fire. Sometimes they'd be out doing their snuffling. it's one of those things, I think. But it's difficult, isn't it, as well, because they might chew the furniture and that would make me quite sad.
Well, that's puppies.
Mm.
Once they've got through that chewing phase.
Oh, true, yeah.
They don't really...
Yeah,
they're not, then they're not chewing. They can't be bothered. It's because they're trying to work out the world with their mouth.
Gosh, what a world.
I think there's a club night like that in Berlin.
Yeah,
Do you think you would ever live in the countryside?
I like the idea of it more and more. You know, I like the idea of being somewhere very... quiet, peaceful. Not that it's not quiet here, but it just very the quietness appeals. I used to think, oh, the countryside would be so lonely. But actually, I don't think you are. I think people know where you are. And they can say hello.
Also, there's things like, you know, country pubs or country walks.
That's it.
Whippet groups, that sort of thing.
Oh, Whippets galore. Yeah.
I asked this because when we were doing our walks on the South Downs, there are some houses... you know, just a collection of, what would you call it, like a hamlet?
Sure, why not?
I think, is that what a group of houses are called? Yeah.
More community, isn't it? Yeah.
And I did think, wow, that does look nice. Your back garden is sort of the Downs.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't that be lovely to be right there? Mm.
You know.
Gorgeous, yeah.
And in the winter, it's sort of melancholy, and I don't mind that.
Because,
of course, I love to be dramatic.
Well, I like the countryside in winter, and somebody... And I've said it before. This one had it explained. It's like the trees are like sculptures. If you want to look at them like that, you know the plants. You know,
that's good.
You know, like it's lovely actually to embrace that time of year because you know winter around the world is different, isn't it? But we have a very distinct sort of winter, which I think is
wet, given today,
and grey. But actually, if you embrace it and go, well, maybe I'll live like a Lowry painting. Maybe it's a bit more bearable.
Oh, that's true. Sort of being a triangle.
Yeah. Is that what he did?
They're sort of, lots of people's bodies, don't you think? Just sort of like soft triangles.
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
If you think about it, maybe.
Yeah.
Just something to consider.
More stick arms and things. But yeah.
Stick arms, triangle board.
Oh, listen, I never thought.
I'm doing this all from memory.
No.
And I would say I've never seen an exhibition.
No, that's fine. You don't have to. Yeah.
So, I've seen Lowry paintings on maybe a tea towel. And that could have screwed the shape. Skewed.
I like that, though. I like that.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Susie, we've been inundated with letters over the...
Oh, the postbox.
The postbox has been absolutely bulging. Because guess what, everybody?
What?
It turns out we received some news that we don't actually have 8 listeners. It's actually substantially more.
Oh, that is huge. Isn't it lovely?
Isn't that nice to know?
Really lovely.
Oh, very nice. We won't bombard you with all the letters. Alf sometimes says, oh, is it a letters one? Oh, I like it when it's just you two chatting.
Oh, that's rude.
But
tell him
honest,
to leave, Tom. Tell him to leave.
Maybe honest, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think just a couple at the end. Maybe people prefer that.
Yeah, isn't it? That's it.
I think we worry.
We worry.
Of
full stop.
Full stop. New sentence. Also, no, I think it's because we worry that we're
bad people.
No, well, of course, yeah, that. No. But I don't know if we've got time to unpack that. I think it's because sometimes we worry that we don't have enough to say, or that we're not interesting enough, yeah. And then we go, "Oh, let's do like an email one because we don't know what to say today."
And actually, other people wouldn't worry.
Oh no! Have you seen the shit some people put out?
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, saying that, I don't really know what we've spoken about.
Sure, but yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Well, I've got a message here from Claire.
Oh, hi, Claire.
Claire says, "Hi, Susie and Tom. I've been a huge fan of you both as comedians for a long time. I absolutely love the podcast and also listen to your others. I'm not LGBTQIA+, but I'm a huge ally and a super proud mum of a gay son, brackets 12. I just wanted to say thank you for keeping me sane and making me smile and laugh since I found this podcast. At the same time, I was moved from ICU after finding out I have cancer. I had no idea I had. I'm having to relearn to walk and fighting sepsis before I can start my chemo. And honestly, on days I'm struggling, listening to you guys is just the distraction I need to keep going. Keep being you. You're both incredible comedians, but more importantly, genuinely lovely people. Happy New Year. Thank you again. Big hugs from Claire W. Oh, how lovely is that?
Oh, Claire, you've made me feel really special.
Claire, I'm so sorry you're going through that.
Yeah, that sounds awful. That came through sort of the end of December, so I'm really hoping that, you know, that you've got through the sepsis and you're sort of on your way a little bit more with all of that now. But yeah, gosh, what a lovely thing to think this chit-chat is useful to someone that's going through something so tough and requires such strength.
Yes, bless you.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Claire. That really means a lot.
Thank you for messaging in. We appreciate that.
We really do. Yeah, and taking the time to reach out. Now, this one is titled, "Hello, what do you think of the colour pink?" A great start. "Hi, Susie and Tom, Tom and Susie. Happy New Year from New Zealand."
Oh, how nice is that, Suze?
So nice. "Hearing your everyday chats make me feel wonderfully normal. It grounds me in quieter, more relatable version of queer life. One filled with people whose idea of high drama is a possum in the compost, not a social media spectacle."
Oh.
A possum in the compost. That might, do you think that's something that's happening?
Lovely Agatha Christie, I imagine, yeah.
"It's nice to remember we're all out here judging our laundry piles together." Indeed. Do you know, I've got so much washing all the time.
We had such a big day of laundry yesterday, Suze.
Oh, it's very freeing though, isn't it?
Oh, once we did
it's
the towels. Done. Yeah, it was lovely. Mm. Yeah, really, really nice. You couldn't find room on the aerer.
Well, you know, my mum's got a heated one.
My brother's got one of those. Aren't they wonderful? With like a dress that goes over the top of it.
Yes, they're very good for shirts.
They'd
be good for you. You should have one.
Oh.
Because I think they make the shirts easier to iron.
Oh, right.
Because they dry hung.
Do they just...
Tom.
It sounds like a piece of beef. Do they... because inside the tent, can you just flap down the lower slats to make the shirts hang? Or does your mum flop them over the actual...
I'd rather not talk about my mum as flopping over, but I might have a different one to James
of
in
course,
that I have
many,
one
many
that is an oblong tent.
Okay, like a walkthrough marquee.
Yeah, it's sort of, I've got a marquee, that's what I've got.
Gosh.
And it has, at the top, it has sort of a you know, like a rotary...
washing line.
Yes, like that, but just with the bars, without the strings, and then I hook all my shirts on it. And I find that when I'm touring and I'm wearing a lot of shirts, it's very useful.
Get through the drying process.
Yeah, because I can't wear a shirt more than once on stage. It's not that I'm particularly sweaty, it just feels a bit...
Yes, I know the feeling, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh, lovely.
Anyway, should we get back to this message?
Sorry, Suze, yes.
I'm interested in your thoughts on colour and clothes. As a man in his late 30s, if I wear a pink hoodie, just because I like the colour, it's often interpreted as a signal I didn't intend to send.
Oh.
It strikes me as odd how visceral some people's reactions can be to colour.
Interesting.
A wavelength of light, indeed.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What is it about pink and purple that makes so many men uneasy?
Oh.
The pink for girls idea only caught on in the 1940s due to the French baby fashion, previously a strong masculine colour set by the royalty who could afford it. Given its origin, it makes the whole thing feel completely made up. Yeah, so much of it is, because it was. Which just highlights how silly it is that we've all agreed to treat it all so seriously. I'd love to hear your personal takes via public perception. Oh. Bye for now.
Wow. I think purple and pink were, in the day, seen as very masculine colours. I think.
Well, I think it was seen as wealthy, wasn't it?
I think probably, yeah. The idea of having those sort of bright colours was kind of, and to have them clean, sort of a real status symbol. But
because think, you have to remember, they didn't have those drying things like I've got.
They didn't have those
drying
like Susie's got. So I would say, that's my perception of them. That's my experience.
I think pink looks very becoming on a man.
Oh, yes, it's a very nice colour.
It's a very nice colour. And I think it's all sort of, it's all ridiculous, isn't it? All this sort of gendered clothing.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
As you know, I love a little, a historical fiction that's not too far back is what I love.
Mm.
Although I did read Pompeii over Christmas, and I would say that was slightly harder for me.
That sounds heavy.
It was explosive. And
a red hot.
It was red.
Red hot read, yeah.
You know, men were wearing tunics, back in the day. Women were, and then all the, you know, the sort of more recent historical things that I read that are sort of First or Second World War, you know, the idea of women wearing trousers. It's all just this pretend thing that we've
played along
with for far too long. For far too long. People should just dress how they feel good. But I think I've spoken about this before, maybe on the pod. But for a really long time, I didn't feel confident wearing a suit, even though I really like how I feel in a suit. But because there was part of me that was like, oh, it's too masculine and I'm already gay and that must be a bad thing. And now, of course, I'm like, well, I really like that I'm gay, and also I really like how I look in a suit and I like how I feel in a suit. But it's weird that I went through a phase of sort of thinking, well, if I wear leggings and a suit jacket, that's sort of somewhere, I don't know, I just felt like I wasn't allowed to do that. And I think there's so much of that pretend stuff with fashion.
Yes, I remember that sort of feeling of that. But I think as well, like, an exuberance in fashion is such an interesting thing. If you dress a bit outlandishly, and Lord knows I have been known to, I have had an outlandish proclivity at times.
Of course. We've all seen the white tuxedo.
Do I wear a white dinner jacket?
No, you had a white dinner jacket.
I've
Don't you?
I think you did. Yeah, and I've got a pink one, and I've got...
And a cape.
And I've got a cape, of course. And of course, and hats and things. I've always been a fan of a bowler hat. But somehow I found wearing a bowler hat, people stare. And you sort of feel guilty because I'm like, oh, am I just sort of drawing attention to myself?
But what
How dare I? But what I should think is, like, I like wearing this, so I'm going to wear it. And I think, actually, the more we do that, the better we feel. But it does take that first step of being like, it's quite a big thing because people do stare, and I think it's out of envy, really, because they wish they were dressing them like that too.
I think it's envy too. I think it's people thinking, even if people are like, oh, I don't like how that looks, I think people would think, I wish I could just do what I wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's wearing a tracksuit to the office or wearing...
Yeah.
Which, of course, I wouldn't approve of because I like people to be formal.
Mm. Well, I think as well there's a sense of... it's not really written down. It sort of evolves. It's quite an interesting sort of herd experience.
Yeah.
The way we dress. It's like one person wears a quarter
thing.
Zip jumper to work and suddenly everybody's wearing a quarter zip jumper to work.
Or, you know, the pullover's coming back. Someone decided...
Oh, yeah, like what sort of like
big,
a vest. Kind of baggy...
Yeah, or the sweater vest, as an American would call it, you know?
Oh, like the tank top.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Oh, is that thing? Yeah, people like that. Well, that's kind of like, and that's kind of old school. But it's sort of, it's interesting how some things are acceptable because fashion or like...
Someone, Anna Wintour decided.
Yes, Anna Wintour decided. Or you know, whatever it is. But it's, I think it's always kind of quite frustrating that it's led by this kind of herd instinct rather than, I'm sure somebody's written a dissertation about it. But it's...
Oh, for sure.
Rather than just going, I want to wear this today. But it does feel great when you go, I'm going to wear this. I don't care what people say. And I guess in our job, we get to do that a bit more.
Yeah, but I think nothing looks better than confidence.
That's right, yeah.
You know, nothing looks better than knowing that someone knows they feel great.
Very Tom Ford.
Is it? Oh, maybe I should reach out to him.
Confidence, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to call Tom Ford.
Call him.
I said, hey, I had one of your perfumes about 6 years ago. I really liked it. Mm. I'm trying to be confident.
What can I
Should
do?
We have a lunch?
I'm sure he'd love to.
Okay.
Have
Anyone that's good friends with Tom Ford, do reach out.
Do let us know if you work at this.
Do let us know. Well, Tom, listen. Our time together is coming to a close.
Well, we've had a lovely chat, haven't we?
We have indeed. May I very quickly remind the listener that my tour restarts in February?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
There's some tickets left for the February dates. I'm going to Winchester, Northampton, Falmouth, Plymouth, Cardiff, Leicester and Birmingham. They're the ones in February. So do come along. You can find all details at susieruffle.com.
Wow, okay, people will. Well, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. Happy New Year, if
you're
a little belated. And we'll look forward to Happy New Queer or Old Queer.
Just sort of leaping into middle age queer.
Oh, yes, please. And
indeed. Oh, this weekend I'm turning 40, so I can tell everyone how that
felt. Well, Suze, I didn't know if you wanted to mention it. But
listen. It's a privilege, isn't it? Privilege getting older, really.
Absolutely. Well,
listen, if I don't see you through the window.
We'll see you through the week. Okay, everybody, go well.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Well, I'll be 40 at the weekend, PG.
Very true, so it's very true.